Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Back to Georgia. The most dangerous thing that they did in restricting voting, you know, making giving water to someone in a voting line a felony, is so obviously unconstitutional and weird, might even backfire on them, might get people so angry they pass voting rights, bust the filibuster in the Congress. But the thing that really is dangerous is when they strip the Secretary of State and they strip county election boards from jurisdiction and leave it to the legislature, the gerrymandered Republican legislature. That's going on in Arizona now, proposed in Michigan and a lot of places. What that would mean is, if you have another Trump-like election where Biden beats Trump in Georgia by about 14,000 votes, about 80-some-odd thousand votes in Pennsylvania, over 100,000 in Michigan, but something like 15,000 in Arizona, you'll have the legislature just announce with a big grin, burping and yawning, they'll stand in front of the cameras and say, the legislature deems in its discretion that Trump won, and the Constitution says that the state shall determine who gets the electors. And that general statement does appear in the Constitution, and both former and now deceased Justice Rehnquist and even Justice Kavanaugh now, which is very dangerous in footnotes, said that that is good law. The problem is, when the Constitution was written, there were no political parties. And what happened was, you know, George Washington wasn't subject to a popular election. He was the general who won the Revolutionary War. And all the leading people in every state wanted him. Who made them electors? They made themselves electors. And I'm glad they did. You had people like Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry in Virginia, Benjamin Franklin, Pennsylvania. All right, nobody voted them in as electors, but so what? These guys were the ones that did the revolution and others. But as time went on, they started to have elections, and then they'd have primary elections. That has been an accomplished fact of American history for about 200 years. Those elections have to be honored. And when they are honestly conducted and come up with a winner, there has to be a peaceful transition of power. You are not going to find voters rising up because these are gerrymandered legislatures. And even in Wisconsin, you'll have voters in ultra-Republican districts who think it would be great to disenfranchise people and get rid of democracy at all. And because of packing and cracking and gerrymandering, they are able to get 2/3 of the legislative seats. But ultimately, it may have to be the Supreme Court that says that the elections are what determine that when the Constitution says each state shall determine, a state that has an election determines it that way, that's the way it is. That has to be very, very clear. The next election, you can have a Democrat win by, instead of 7 million votes, 15 million votes, and 350 electoral votes, and criminal legislatures in these places are simply going to give it to the Republicans. This is very dangerous. Wake up, pay attention to this. We're going to the lines. Welton of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Welton? Welton of Madison, my friend. Are you on the line?
Yeah.
What's on your mind today, Welton?
Yeah, I have a question. Since the Republicans do not want to negotiate with the Democrats, what is the next step for the president to do, because they represent a citizen?
Right. Very good point. And here's what the next step is. And Russ Feingold made this point on MSNBC yesterday, and he alluded to it. I want to deepen it. Here's what it is. Everybody says, well, don't get rid of the filibuster, because if you do and pass voting rights, if Moscow Mitch gets the Senate next time around, he'll bust the filibuster and do it the other way. And you know what the answer to that is? The answer is go ahead and do it right now, because Moscow Mitch will do that anyway. Moscow Mitch did that for Supreme Court appointments, cabinet appointments with Trump, and Court of Appeals appointments to ram through the most conservative Supreme Court, Court of Appeals in 100 years. Moscow Mitch did that. So when Moscow Mitch says, well, don't do it because then we do it, these are crocodile tears. He is a little crocodile. He's actually a toad from Kentucky, and he's going to do it. So what you do is you ram through, bust the filibuster, get rid of the filibuster for voting rights cases, get rid of it. And then you have fair elections, at least for 2 years. And then if he gets back in, it's going to be very hard for him to break the filibuster and still pass it unless he has every Republican with him. And once people had a taste for fair maps commissions and for universal voting, it's going to be very hard for Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, Ben Sasse, Lisa Murkowski, all these others to go along with some draconian repeal and some authoritarian imposition, which will be tested in court anyway. Stick it to Moscow Mitch. And so that's what I think, Wilton. I think what we got to do is, they won't negotiate. How do you negotiate with somebody who won't negotiate? You go up and you say, I want to negotiate, and they slap you in the face or punch you. You don't say, okay. No, you don't say, okay. You say, that's it. That's the way you are. You're nihilist. We're not going to deal with you. Thanks a lot for calling, Wilton. We're going to Slammer of Madison, my friend. And Slammer, you just won a t-shirt. Won a t-shirt. Give your address to Luke. What's on your mind today, Slammer?
Yeah, we're going to pass that off to the next caller. We're watching here in Wisconsin, back when Scott Walker had the trifecta and the ability to modify election law by doing the gerrymander. And here we are now in Georgia, and this blatant attempt to control elections by illegalizing water at election party line, whatever, voting poll lines.
Right.
We saw a tremendous turnout in the presidential election. 153 million, probably still counting that election. And it was brought forth and inspired by Donald Trump, obviously. You know, I mean, the Democratic turnout was, we can't have this guy running our
right. So what's your thought? What do you think we should do?
Well, no, it's what I'm looking at is, even in the state of Wisconsin, where 250,000 more eligible voters, both Democratic than Republican, they still managed to figure out ways to control the Senate and Assembly. And the Republican Party is now stuck with this Donald Trump dilemma. How are they going to unify, and who's going to be their candidate for president next go round?
Right. The thing to do is, you're right about the fact that we have many more votes than they do, and we only get a third of the legislature. That's gerrymandering. It's unconstitutional. The U.S. Supreme Court won't touch it. We need fair maps. Evers is going to veto whatever crooked thing Voss comes up with on redistricting. Then it'll go to the courts. We've got to win that one, because without fair maps, Voss will poison this thing for the next 10 years. Slammer, great point. Thanks for calling in. Wisco Paul, my friend, you have just won a t-shirt bequeathed to you by Slammer. Bequeathed to you by Slammer. So give your address to Luke. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks, Slammer. You're going to have to get rid of Mitchell, Moscow Mitch. You're going to have to end the filibuster, because we need fair and maps, because the Republicans, they just run right over the top of everybody here in this state. They have, it's their way or the highway. It's a terrible thing. And Voss does not care about anybody or anything but himself and his corporate donors. So that, we have to get rid of the filibuster. That's the only way we can win this. What's going on in Atlanta and Texas is just terrible.
Right. Well, let me tell you something. Voss is as sneaky or sneakier than Moscow Mitch, and they're going to put two in cracking and packing. They are going to increase their stranglehold on the legislature unless they're fair maps this time. What happens is Evers gets to veto it. They may try a sneaky tactic. They may try to do it by resolution rather than legislation. and the governor can't veto a resolution. But back in the early 60s, they tried that. The Supreme Court back then said, you can't do redistricting by resolution. You have to give the governor a crack at it. I'm hoping this Supreme Court will honor that, but you never know. But assuming they do honor it, then it's going to go into the courts. And I'd like to see it go into federal court, because elected judges are in a pickle. They want to get reelected. They don't want Republican Party donors lying about them and defeating them in the next election. So stay tuned. Stay tuned, Wisco Paul. This is all happening right now. And you're absolutely right. We need fair maps. A fair maps commission. Iowa has it, for Pete's sake. If Iowa has it, we can have it. Thanks a lot for calling. So to get back to Georgia, I mean, they're the tip of the iceberg. You look around the country and remember something. In Michigan, the state commission had six people, three Democrats, three Republicans. One Republican switched and said, well, I voted for Trump, but Biden won by over 100,000 votes. If he hadn't done that, it had gone to the legislature, they would have said Trump won. Then it would have had to go to the Supreme Court, which is 6-3 Republican. You may find this hard to believe. You're not going to believe it. You could have a presidential election like the one with Rutherford Hayes in 1876, where Biden won popular vote and he won electoral vote, and everybody says the other guy won. I'm not kidding. That's what's going on right now. And Republicans, you know, are voting for it, because they're voting for Voss, and they're voting for people like this in Georgia, and they're voting for people like this in Arizona, in Michigan, and everywhere else. We have got to get into the intellectual groundwater here, that when the Constitution says the states get to decide how they pick their electors, if they have primaries, and I think they should be forced to, and also presidential elections, every state does, that is how they pick them. And a tin horn gerrymandered legislature can't say, well, we are going to intervene. That is a constitutional principle. It's got to be respected. We're going to the line. When we get back, right now, going to a break, 844-967-2789. Back after the break. My foolish notion, what I need someone to hold me.